Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the big news in Harrisburg in the upcoming week, and that's going to be the governor's budget address, the beginning of the budget season. Talk to us about this and where this is going to lead.
Well, the House and Senate will convene a joint session of the General Assembly this week on Tuesday, February 7th, to hear Governor Tom Wolf's budget proposal for the coming year. The governor has already said that he's not going to ask for an income or sales tax increase, which is certainly a good thing, although state government is currently running a deficit. And in addition, the governor has proposed to consolidate some state agencies, particularly four health-related departments, into one department. I'm certainly supportive of streamlining government and cutting costs. I'm looking forward to details of what he's proposing because I think we need to make sure that we continue to provide the services that are necessary for people that need them, but certainly saving cost and streamlining government is something that's very important and a top priority for me. My priority in the coming budget season is to adopt an on-time, fiscally responsible budget that focuses on the core functions of government, and certainly in that regard, there needs to be cuts in the upcoming budget. You can watch the governor's budget address live on my website at repcauser.com. It begins at 11:30 a.m.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is something that's great news for anglers, and that is the availability of trout stocking schedules. Talk to us about this.
Well, each year, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission stocks streams throughout the Commonwealth, and the commission recently released a list of trout stocking schedules. And I know many, many people like to know where the trout are being stocked, and it's an opportunity for a lot of anglers to actually go out and help with trout stocking. So those schedules are available at the Fish Commission's website. You can also get a trout stocking schedule for the entire Commonwealth or just a particular county, either at their website or by contacting one of my district offices.
And I understand that you have a bill that is going to see some action soon that deals with discounted vehicle registration rates. Talk to us about this.
There's a current program. It's a discounted vehicle registration program available through PennDOT that provides for retirees to pay a $10 fee for their vehicle registration, and it's based on income. And the current income guideline, you cannot have an income over $19,200 annually. This income limit was last increased in 1998, and obviously it's a situation where it needs to be increased again to allow people to continue to qualify for the program. I've sponsored House Bill 188 that would increase the income eligibility limit to $23,500. It's a modest increase, but at the same time, it puts the income guideline in line with the PACENET prescription drug program that the Commonwealth runs. And the bill was referred to the House Transportation Committee and is scheduled to be voted on this week. I sponsored this bill last session. It was passed overwhelmingly in the House and did not see consideration in the state Senate. So my hope is that we can move this to the Senate early this session and that it will be passed in both houses.
And the last thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the property tax rent rebate program. Of course, these applications are available, and I understand that you're going to have some rebate clinics. Talk to us about this.
Well, this is a very important program to help seniors with their property tax bills. The 2016 property tax rent rebate program is accepting applications, and there's no need to pay anyone to complete an application. My district offices are open and available to do it free of charge. In addition, we're planning a series of clinics throughout the district to reach out to folks who maybe can't make it to one of the district offices. On Wednesday, February 22nd, we're going to be at the Eldred Senior Center from 9:30 to 11, at the Harrison Valley Community Building from 9:30 to 10:30, the Smethport Senior Center from 1 to 2:30. On Thursday, February 23rd, we'll be at the Emporium Senior Center from 9:30 to 11:30, the Port Allegheny Senior Center from 1 to 2:30. Tuesday, February 28th, we'll be at the Mount Jewett Senior Center from 9:30 to 11:30, and the Kane Senior Center from 1 to 3. On Wednesday, March 1st, the Oswego Valley Senior Center from 9:30 to 11, and the Countersport Senior Center from 1 to 2:30. And then finally on Tuesday, March 21st, at the Bradford Senior Center from 9:30 to 11:30. So many, many opportunities to get help with the property tax rent rebate applications. For more information or to see the schedule, you can access that at repcauser.com.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.